Blog Talk Radio.
Chapter 1. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world, and are the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived amongst them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature and following his desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by natural objects of wrath. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive in Christ, even when we were dead in transgression. It is by grace you have been saved, and God raised us with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Jesus Christ, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Jesus Christ. But this is by grace that you have been saved through faith. And this not from yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not by works, so that no man can boast. But we are God's workmanship. We're created in Jesus Christ to do good work, which God prepares in advance for us to do. Made alive in Christ, Ephesians 2, 1 through 10. God bless the reader, God bless the hearer, and God bless the one who's going to do the word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no man may boast. So we are God's workmanship. We are created in Jesus Christ to do good work. Are you doing good work? Look around you. Think back on your life. Yesterday, the day after that, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, are you doing good work? Can you find good works through your path? If not, are you ready to start? Do you now know? Was it lack of knowledge? But you're created to do good work. When you die, it should be a lot of good work left here because of what you gave to this world. Not just something that's wrote on your stone. But it should be something that you have left in this soul, in this world, and never be the same because some words you spread out there, something you said, something you did, somewhere you went, you made a difference. Good works, which God has prepared for us in advance for us to do. Thank you, Lord Jesus, and we invite. Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for showing us what it is that we need to do. Where we need to go, what we need to say. Hallelujah. Thank you for your word. And we ask you to just step in and just move me aside and just spread us with your anointing. Hallelujah. Let it just cover us. Like a mother spreads a blanket over a child, we ask you just spread us with your anointing. Spread us with your love. Just cover us, Jesus. Give us your knowledge. Hallelujah, that wherever we're at in our situations right now, friendships be restored, relationships be restored, jobs be restored. Someone's praying for a job. Hallelujah, I ask you to give it to them right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, move those out of the way that's taking up space. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Just like in life, moving one's out of the way and another one is born. We never know when our time is to move. But we know that in you that we got to move. Because when you get ready, we've got to move. So we want to be right, Lord. We want to praise you and honor you. Because we know one day we're coming to be with you. Give us your word, Jesus, to make it through this one more day. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for showing up in our lives. We invite you to take the front seat and be in control. Take the wheel. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for another day. It is I, your host, Evangelist Von Dumas, with Tri-Anointed Ministries here on Blog Talk Radio. And we, again, are excited to just be a part of the Word. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word. Excited to be a part of the word. What if God said no to you right now? What if he said, no, this is it. I'm not going to forgive you for the things that you continue to do over and over and over again. What if God said no? Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. But what if he just said no? We just take it for granted. And what if he said no? What if he pulled back his love from you? What would you do? Where would you go? Who would you run to? There's nowhere to run. There's nowhere to hide. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, we do thank you. Spiritual gifts. Spiritual gifts. Have you ever wondered what spiritual gift God has for you? How you can use the spiritual gift? Have you ever wondered? Different gifts come in different ways. Thank you, Jesus. Let's open our Bibles to 1 Corinthians, and we're going to go to chapter 12, New Testament, 1 Corinthians, and we're going to go to chapter 12, and we're going to start at verse 4. So 1 Corinthians 12 and 4, and it reads, there are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but the same God works all of them in all men. Hallelujah. But the same God works all of them in all men. Let's just go ahead and read through 11. It says, now to each one the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one there is given through the Spirit a message of wisdom. To another the message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit. To another faith by the same Spirit. See, we keep separating ourselves because your gift may be different from my gift, and so we put another title on mine than yours, but it's of the same God, of the same Spirit. To another, the gift of healing by that one Spirit. To another, miraculous powers. To another, prophecy. To another, distinguishing between spirits. To another, speaking in different kinds of tongues, and to still another, the interpretations of the different tongues. All these are the works of one and the same Spirit, and he gives them to each one just as he determines. One body, many parts. One body, many parts. One Spirit. Many gifts. So you said, I have nothing to contribute. I'm not T.D. Jakes. I'm not Yolanda Adams. I have nothing to give to the world. God has given you many talents. And he's given you many different kinds of gifts. You're stronger in some areas than others. Hallelujah. He starts it off in 12:1, telling us, because he knows us, because we are his creation. So he starts out by telling us that he does not want us to be ignorant about the spiritual gifts. You know that when you were pagan, somehow or other, you were influenced and led astray to mute idols. Therefore, I tell you that no one who is speaking by the Spirit of God says, Jesus be cursed. And no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. I really want you to get this. I want you to come away with this. Knowing something different about the spiritual gifts. Let's look at Hebrews 2 and 4. Let's look at Hebrews 2 and 4. Please make sure you got 1 Corinthians 12, at least 1 through 10, 1 through 11, down. Write that down. Come back on it. Study that. Get that in your spirit. the many gifts, one Spirit, one God, many gifts. Hallelujah. Much needed for us. And this time, we go through so much right now, unnecessary things. Because we don't understand things, we blame our sisters and brothers for things that we don't understand, so we say it's not of God. It's unnecessary things because of our ignorance, our lack of knowledge. Hallelujah. God has who he wants to do, what he wants. He gives gifts to those that he wants to give to. It is not up to us of who he's going to bless today, how he's going to bless in their life, what gift he's going to give them. So when you try to duplicate someone else's gift, that's when you get into trouble. Hallelujah. That's when you get into trouble. When you try to do the things that you see your sister or your brother do, that's when you find yourself up there in the flesh. You can't be me and I can't be you. But please let me be me. You can try to imitate me. You can try to talk like me, walk like me. But can't nobody talk like me better than me? Can't nobody walk like me better than me? As long as I'm lined up in the Word of God, let me be me. Now, when you see me step out of line of God, then you need to check me. You need to hold me accountable for me. Because me need to get me together. But I can't seem like Albertina Walker. I can't sing like Yolanda Adams. I can only sing like Evangelist Vaughn. That's all I can do. Someone said, well, who do you say to that your voice is like? Who do you say? It's like Evangelist Vaughn. Have you ever heard her? That's who my voice is like. I'm unique. I'm set aside. I'm sanctified. Hallelujah. That is I. Hebrews 2:4. Hallelujah. It says, God also testified to it by signs, wonders, and various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit, distributing according to his will. Not according to Evangelist Vaughn's will. Not according to your will, but he said he distributes them, the gifts, according to his will. According to his will. We can't take anything that God has given and try to distribute it somewhere else. You ever saw somebody try to make their child or their loved one something that the gift is just not there? Just because they see somebody else's child doing this here, they want that so much for theirs, and they try, but it's just not there. Hallelujah. And then if you flip it around, have you ever saw someone try to run away from their gift? Someone has the talent of doing something and they're just laying on it, trying to get away from it, trying to run away from it, trying to deny that it's there, trying to put it on the back burner. They all up in the club, they all, you know, drinking, doing whatever they want to be doing, but every time they get ready to say something, the words of the Lord keep seeping out. Hallelujah. They're somewhere doing whatever they're doing, but they're still, if they're supposed to be a designer, they're the whole time they're there, they're just checking out the clothing of everybody. They got things running through their mind of how they could design that, how they could actually make this here work better. Hallelujah. Ideas is just flowing through. They get the little bubbles over their head with those ideas they're thinking just constantly, because it won't leave them alone, because it's one of their spiritual gifts that they are supposed to be exercising, and they're caught up, trapped up, entrapped into other things, other sins that are keeping them from doing God's will. But do you know that that doesn't change God's mind? Hallelujah. Do you know that that gift is still going to be there, and he sends Christian friendship, Christian leaders into your life to provoke you to do something about that spiritual gift. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So since God is the giver, he chooses what gifts to give each person. He selects from his infinite pool of talent and his infinite pool of blessings. And then he chooses something appropriate just for Evangelist Vaughn, just for Sister Teresa, just for Sister Monique. Hallelujah. Tailor made just for Sister Annie Pearl. Just for Sister Barbara. And you look around and you see some people are healed in one way, some healed in another way, but it's the talent. God gives it all. His healing, whatever he gives it just the way of his will. Hallelujah. Every gift is good. Every gift is good. Whether it ends in you being healed on this side, healed on the other side with him, every gift from the Lord is good. You can't walk away slighted. He's not going to slight you. It's up to you to discover what gift he's placed in your heart. It's up to you to decide, when am I going to start using the gifts he's placed in my heart? How am I going to start using the gifts he's placed in my heart? It's up to you. Perhaps you've wondered why God gives you special gifts. In a fair economy, every person would receive the same gifts in the same measure at the same time. But God's economy operates differently. To some, he gives gifts of teaching. To others, he gives gifts of hospitality. We just read about all the different kinds of gifts in 1 Corinthians that he may give. They're very different gifts, right? Very different gifts. Not doing your part. You're holding up something in God's family. God has you here. Everyone here has a special gift that needs to be used in God's family. And it makes it function smoothly. So we are dependent upon each other. So that's when we look around in our schools and our families are all not running smoothly because we're not using our spiritual gift. You know that you have the spiritual gift to work with kids, but how many times do you volunteer with children? You know that you're not equipped really to teach or to help kids in certain areas. Why are you always the one that's running up there when you know it's something else you need to be doing? But you do it to be recognized that you're the one who's doing it. You do it because something says, at least show them that you're the one who tried to teach her this. You're not a teacher. You bring down everybody who you teach to. But that's your job. You're in a classroom every day. Just because your mama was a teacher, your daddy was the principal. Everyone in the community, what if we all began to use our spiritual gift? Now remember, it's up to you to discover what gifts he's placed in your heart. What gifts he's placed in your heart? You say, but that's just a small thing. I want to do something big. It takes a small thing to hold up something big. Do you know that? Your small gift turns into a gigantic gift once you start to use it. It's only small because you haven't pulled it out. Oh, but baby, when you pull that thing out, you see that you got something that you never could imagine. You see God start to use that thing in ways that you never even think about. You never thought that it would take you there, take you places that you've been dreaming about going. Hallelujah. Give you houses that you did not build by what? Using your spiritual gift. So if we come together as a body of Christ and begin to use our spiritual gift, can you imagine all of the things that we will actually come together and start to mend and fix? How our communities can actually start to grow. Our schools can be start to grow because, again, we depend on each other. We are dependent upon each other. Hallelujah. God bless everyone in the chat room. Don't want to ignore anyone. God bless you all. It is I again, Evangelist Von Dumas. Here with Tri Anointed Ministries. I am, you can call in at 646-652-4916. You can reach me by email at welcomemegod@aol.com, or you can call my cell phone at 210-264-5287. Hallelujah. If you're in need of Bible material or even a Bible itself, you know, please feel free to get in touch with us. We will make sure that we get one out. Hallelujah. So let's continue with our spiritual gifts. So what spiritual gift God has given you? You have to look at yourself. Think about it yourself. What's nudging on you? What is on your heart? What is everybody always trying to get you to do? You said, I don't want to teach Sunday school. Why do everyone keep trying to tell me that? It's something about the gift that God has given you that people are seeing that you are denying. Will you give yourself that opportunity today to try it? Pull out that little gift and just see how it is. You said, okay, but I draw. I just draw. What kind of gift is that? Do you know I wish I could draw? I mean, I see things in my mind that God shows me. I can't put it onto paper. So the gift that he has given me to show me and see the things in my mind, now I have to connect with someone who has the spiritual gift of art to draw and see what I have visualized and put it on paper, to put it on screen. Your gift is waiting to help someone on their Christian walk. If you're single, your phone should be blessing someone right now. But you haven't even finished writing it. You haven't even took the step to go get it done. Someone is crying out waiting to hear your song right now. Because they're listening to music right now. It's just something that's distracting them because they haven't got your word out yet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Speak, Holy Spirit. Receive the word of the Lord. That's what we came to do, right? Receive the word of the Lord. So let's just not hear the word of the Lord tonight. Let's receive the word of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So we ask you to study Romans 12, 3 through 8. And ask God which gift he has given you. Ask your family. Ask your friends. Ask your pastor. Ask yourself. Then consider your talent. Consider your passion. And pray that God will show you how he wants you to serve his family. Then snatch up your prize that God has given you, because it's a prize. Your spiritual gift is a prize. Snatch it up and use it for God. Snatch it up and use it for God. So let's do that one more time. Let's look real shortly here at Romans 12, 3. And we'll go 3 through 8. Romans 12, 3. That's where we'll start, and we'll see where we end up at. Let's do it like that. But let's start with three. All right. Romans 12:3 reads, "For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the measure of faith God has given you. Just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ, we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others." Verse 6 says, "We have different gifts according to the grace given us. If a man's gift is prophesying, let him use it in proportion to his faith. If it is serving, let him serve. If it is teaching, let him teach. And if it is encouraging, I am an encourager. I have a spirit of encouraging. Then let him encourage. If it is contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. If it is leadership, let him govern diligently. If it is showing mercy, then let him do it cheerfully. But guess what? Do something. Whatever your gift is, you need to find out what spiritual prize God has given to you. Whatever it is, you need to find out and use it. Match it up and use it for God. Match it up and use it for God. So once again, you need to ask God which gifts he has given you. You just read about different ones in the all through 1 Corinthians 12:4-11. In Hebrews 2:4. Romans 12:3-8. Let's look back again at 1 Corinthians and just go ahead and finish a little bit of that. We did 4, but let's go a little bit deeper on that. 1 Corinthians 12:4-11, and let's go all the way through 11. All right. And we did all the way through. I want you to pick up as far as the one body, one part, as far as starting at 12, and take it all the way through 31 as part of your studies, okay? So let's look. We're going to ask God what gifts he's given you. Then ask your family. Ask your friends, your spiritual friends that hold you accountable. Ask your pastor. But most importantly, ask yourself, what's nudging in your heart? What is it you can't get out of your heart, out of your mind? It's just still there. Hallelujah? Then once you consider your talents, what am I good at doing? Consider your passions. What do I love to do? And then take it to God and just pray. Prayer is just talking to God. Then pray that God will show you how he wants you to serve the family. Then after you get all of it together, you get your answers. You get the nudge. You start using it. Do as best you can. Use it as hard as you can. Go as far as you can with it. Do the best you can do. This is a spiritual prize, a spiritual gift. Consider it a pleasure. Consider it a great opportunity, an honor. You have received the gift that you have. Don't take it for advantage. Don't take advantage of the gift that he's given you. Hallelujah. If he's given you the gift of prophesying, then just because someone wants to hear a good word, Don't tickle their tongues. If he hasn't gave you that word for them at that time, you just tell them. He hasn't spoken anything to me about that situation yet, but we'll keep it in prayer. Don't start prophesying just because you've been given the gift of prophesying. If you haven't been given the gift of prophesying, don't do it trying to copy what some other prophet is doing. Hallelujah. So don't get up and start prophesying because man told you that you're a prophet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Follow the leadership. Follow what God has placed in your heart. Again, in Romans 12:6, I ask you to take with you that we all have different gifts, each of which came because of the grace of God. It's because of the grace God gave us is why we have the gift. So in your personal applications, how can you discover your spiritual gift? How can you discover your spiritual gift? Remember, we told you, ask God which gifts he's gave you. Ask your pastor, your friends, yourself. And what do you think your spiritual gifts might be? What do you think right now it is that's nudging on you? And then think to yourself, how can I use my gift? Ask God, pray to God to show you how he wants you to serve his family with your spiritual gift. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So if you ever wonder what spiritual gift God has given you, now you have a way of finding out. Have you ever wondered how you can use them? Now you know you can go to God in prayer and find that answer. So far, more in-depth study. It's going to come in New Testament at 1 Thessalonians. It's in 1 Thessalonians 5. And just go chapter 5, starting at verse 19 through 22. Not a long one, but it's such a revealing thing to you. It's 1 Thessalonians, New Testament, chapter 5, starting at verse 19, and we'll go to chapter 22. Very quick and easy. It says, now I want you to really go back on this your own, sir, and study this and keep it with you. But here's what the word says. God's word speaks to you, my sister, you, my brother, right there, and says, do not put out the Spirit's fire. Do not treat prophecies with contempt. Test everything. Hold on to the good. Avoid every kind of evil. Hallelujah. Do not put out the Spirit's fire. Whatever you do, whatever gift he's given you, do not put out the Spirit's fire. Do not treat prophecies with contempt. Test everything. Hold on to the good. Avoid every kind of evil, every kind of evil. Anything that devours your body, that tears down your spirit. You find that those people around you can't stand to be around you anymore because of something. Something is tearing down the spirit. Tearing down relationships. Get away from evil. Avoid every kind of evil. Hold on to the good people in your life. Hold on to the good word in your life. Don't run away from your pastor because he's telling you what's right. Because it starts to convict your flesh. Because you don't feel good and you don't like the way he said it. You're not supposed to like it. Your flesh has just been condemned. Hold on to what's good. It's coming a day when you're going to need that goodness in your life. Don't burn those bridges right now. Don't throw away that spiritual gift. Don't stop using it because you say it hasn't gotten me anywhere yet. Keep on singing if you're supposed to be a singer. Keep on writing if you're supposed to be a writer. Keep on teaching if you're the teacher. Keep on preaching if you're the preacher. Keep on mothering if you're the mother. Whatever it is that God has given to you, let nothing block you from using your spiritual gift. The world is waiting on your spiritual gift. Your community you live in right now could work better if they had your spiritual gift. Your schools, your job needs your spiritual gift on your job. And every day that you're not giving it is every day that not just you, but everyone's in misery in some kind of way because it's missing something. We lay down every night with something that we did not get throughout the day because you didn't offer it to us. Hallelujah. I leave you with my closing remarks. God loves you just the way that you are. Just the way that you are. And if you think that his love for you would be stronger if your faith were, then you're wrong. If you think his love would be deeper, if your thoughts were deeper, wrong again. But don't confuse God's love with the love of people. See, the love of people often increases with performance, and it'll decrease with your mistakes. Not so with God's love. He loves you right where you are. Will you accept his spiritual gifts today? He loves you right where you are. Hallelujah. That is the good news. That is the good news. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your good news. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your love. Thank you for your understanding, your peace, and your power. We thank you for your spiritual gifts in our lives. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for just being with us, being available when we come to you in prayer, asking for help and directions in our spiritual gifts. We thank you, Lord Jesus. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we thank you for receiving our prayers, answering our prayers, and just being in our lives, never leaving us nor forsaking us. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, in the name of Yeshua, who's able to do all things but fail, we ask your blessings be around us like the wall around Jerusalem. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. If you need to dedicate your life to Christ, just remember, this is the most important thing in your life that you can get for yourself and pass on to generations. An invitation to salvation. You know, during his time on earth, Jesus was always inviting people to become his followers. He said to those by the Sea of Galilee, he said, "Follow me." He invited his listeners to come to him, to come by faith, to come for healing, to come for hope, to come for happiness. He said, "Come to me, all you who are labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Matthew 11 and 28, he said, "If anyone desires to come after me," he said, "let him deny himself and then take up his cross and follow me." Matthew 16 and 24. Perhaps today you feel that Christ himself is speaking just to you. Imagine if he was in the room, this room with you right now, giving you this invitation. Hallelujah. What would you do? Well, he really is in that room with you right now. He really is inviting you to become his child, to become his follower, to become his disciple. I'm going to ask you to just, whatever you're doing, just drop it. And will you come now? Come willingly. Come courageously. Don't worry about what anyone else thinks. This is your time with Christ. He's calling you as an individual, calling you as a couple, calling you as a family. He died for you and rose again. His blood washes away our sins. And he can give you new life if you come. Come to Christ right now. While there is still time. While you still can. Hallelujah. Give us a call if you need any Bibles, if you need any help. Hallelujah. Just repeat after me. Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God. I believe that you died that my sins may be forgiven. I confess with my tongue, and I believe in my heart, and I thank you for all your shed blood, all the sins that it covered for me. I invite you to come and live in my heart. Be my Savior and my friend. In Jesus' name, amen. If you pray this prayer, you are a new creature in Christ. All things are behind you now. You're a new creature in Christ. You say, but I've already accepted an invitation, but I've got off that. I've got off course. I've got off of the, but I want to come back. In Revelations 2 and 4, Jesus warned that the Christians in a particular church had drifted away from their first love. They did not love him as they once did. Does this apply to you or me today? A little later in Revelations 3:15, he warns believers in another church that they had grown lukewarm, no longer hot and passionate for him. Could he mean us? Hallelujah. Has your love for Christ waned? Have you gotten away from it? Has your devotion to Christ weakened? Has your passion for him faded? How easily the demands and temptations of the world crowd into our heart. It distracts us from wholehearted obedience to Christ. Today, Jesus is standing at the door of your heart knocking. He's standing at the door of your heart listening. He's standing at the door of your heart waiting to be restored as the Lord and Master of your life. I'm going to ask you to renew your commitment to Christ. Repent of your sin and enthrone him once again in the center of your heart. He allows no rivals. But claim him. Lord, alone, just a personal time with you and him. Just repeat after me. Lord, I rededicate my life to you. I remove everything and anything and anyone out of my life that has been stealing and blocking my focus from you. And now I invite you to come and be the center of my life. Restore what I have destructed. Build me up where I have torn down. And I will follow you all the days of my life. I invite you to be my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, you're back. Welcome back. Don't be lukewarm. He said, I will spit you from my mouth if you're lukewarm. You're no hot, no cold. You don't have any passion, no fire. You're just there. You're just there. He said, don't be lukewarm. Be on fire for your spiritual gift. Work hard for your spiritual gift. If you have to go on the corner and pass out flyers of your spiritual gift, your CDs, whatever, speak the word in somebody's life. Use your spiritual gift in whatever way God wants you to edify the family, the kingdom, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we've come to the close of another broadcast here at Blog Talk Radio. I, your host, Evangelist Von Dilma. Call in number 646-652-4916. email address, walkwithmegod@aol.com. Well, God bless you and keep you. And until we have the opportunity to read the word and taste and see how good the Lord is together, I say, God bless you. God keep you, my sisters and brothers. And remember, above all things, to worship God. So He is an almighty God. This is Evangelist Thomas with Tri-Anointed Ministries, and we're signing off. Saying God bless you and love you and keep you all the days of your life. Don't just hear the word, but do the word.